Your slaves always request for dua. Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful silsila, Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, we try to give you some wazaif. Before we start going into the silsila, as always, let's listen to a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding sending durood and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, when Thursday arrives, Allah azza wa jal sends angels who have papers of silver and pens of gold. They write the names of those who recite durood on me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. The night between Thursday and Friday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. So the first question at Sawar Bhai, I want to start off with, and sadly we see that this is very, very common in our families nowadays, because sabr khatam hota ja raha hai. You know, people have, you know, financial problems and other problems, and they try to bring them problems back at home, and you see a lot of, you know, domestic violence, sadly. And someone's asked a question, please, if you can help me and give me a wazifa that I can read, that I get angry really quickly, and because of that, things are starting to escalate at home with my wife and children. Please, please, please help me.
Whenever the brother feels that the anger is starting to arise within him, if he recites Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, just the once with Durushi before and after, and he blows upon water, and performs them upon that water, and then consumes that water sitting down, according to the sunnah with three sips, inshallah azza wa jal, he will feel a relief from the anger, inshallah.
MashaAllah azza wa jal. And they came, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, you know, the thing is that Amir al-Sunnah has a full risala, cure for anger. And I want you to please read that risala. And it's very, very important, because so many houses, you know, have been destroyed because of this one problem that a person has. Now just imagine if you go at home and you are angry and you don't try to find cure for that. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Islam brothers just told us that read Ya Wadudu, do them on water and drink that water. You know,
and also, and the duration is for 40 days.
40 days, mashallah. So Ya Wadudu, wazifa, read and blow on water, and inshallah, Azawajal, drink for 40 days. Allah Ta'ala will inshallah azawajal give cure for that. And like as I was mentioning, it's very, very important. You know, there's houses that are breaking up, families that are breaking up. And you know what happens at the end? It is always the children that who lose out. And we don't want any Muslim family to go through this. So please, if you have a problem, an anger management problem, look, Alhamdulillah, Islam brothers text in. He had a problem and he sent in the message, and inshallah azawajal, we can help him. But if you don't ask for help, then what's going to happen is all these things will be kicking off our home, and then one day, ma'azallah azza wa jal, you know, you're going to say enough is enough. You're going to go your way, and your wife, she's going to go her way. Where are the children going to go?
Another thing I would like to add is that if you've got a problem, you don't need to declare your name, if it's in a message, for example. And if you send your problem, you'll get a spiritual cure for it. And with good intentions, other people will benefit. For example, this person is asked for this wazifa for
and we didn't mention no
names.
We've
not mentioned no names, but there'll be a lot of people out there that are facing the same problem, anger management. And with good intention, this brother will also get rewarded.
Alhamdulillah.
Because there's so many other people that will act upon this.
Alhamdulillah. So another risala of Amir al-Sunnah, cure for anger. try to read that risala as well. And inshallah azza wa jal, I guarantee you, inshallah azza wa jal, you will see a difference. Do the wazifa as well. Read the risala. And then at the end, just one beautiful point that Amir al-Sunnat, he mentioned in Madani Muzakara, that it is always the shaitan who puts these thoughts in your mind. Maybe sometimes what happens is the shaitan will put a thought in your mind that ma'azallah, you know, when you are out from home, this is what's happening at home. And then a person comes back without checking anything. You know, you start to go home and ma'azallah azza wa jal start talking rudely to, even to your parents, ma'azallah. You know, or your children or your family. It's not worth it, my dear Islam brothers. Please try to solve this problem as soon as possible, inshallah azza wa jal. Another Islamic brother has a text in that, please, if you can give me a wazifa for sore eyes. Whenever I wake up in the morning, I always have sore eyes.
If somebody's eyes become red or they become sore, if they recite ya muqitu, ya muqitu, recite this 10 times and then perform them upon the eyes, inshallah, their eyes will be relieved.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. One Islam brother has texted in that, I am at work but my wife gets scared at night. Please give me a wazifa.
Before they go to sleep, recite Durood Sharif before and after, and recite ya mutakabbiru, ya mutakabbiru, ya mutakabbiru, 21 times. Before going to sleep, inshallah, the nightmares will stop coming. Inshallah.
Okay, mashallah. Ya mutakabbiru 21 times before you go to sleep as well. Try to read that as well. And this is just, I'm not saying that it's because of that, but sometimes you see children when they get frightened at night, they get nightmares. Amir al-Sunnah once mentioned in his bayan, is that before they go to sleep, what are they doing? Most likely, if they're watching video films or these scary horror movies, then obviously that's going to happen as well. They're going to keep crying at night. And then sometimes, nowadays, you see a lot of people, if they send anything, little things gone wrong at home, we immediately start blaming someone else. Jadu, someone's done jadu on us, someone's done black magic on us. He doesn't want us to be successful, therefore, this is why everything's happening. Remember, it's not always black magic. You know, we should look at our amal as well. And astaghfirullah, you know, if we've got a habit of watching films at home, you know, then our children are sat there as well. And, you know, what do we expect then? So, iske liye, pyare Islam bhai, it's very important that we have a madani environment at home. And inshallah, azza wa jal, once we have a beautiful environment, madani mahol at home, Madina. You know, just imagine, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, instead of watching films and movies, you know, if our children can be watching, mashallah, Madani channel. And what do you see on Madani channel? Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, most of the time on Madani channel, you will see, especially, you know, when there is a silsila of children, mashallah, azza wa jal, little children reciting nas, doing bayans, and they're willing to be copy that as well, don't they? They want to do the nas, they want to do the bayans as well. So please try to have a Madani channel on home as much as possible. So let's go towards the first call, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib.
My name is Zubair Hussein. I have a question. What is a spiritual cure for weak eyesight?
My name is Anas and I am from Blackburn. My question is that what is the spiritual cure for the ease of memorizing the Holy Quran?
After reciting La ilaha illallah 564 times, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the easy of memorizing the Holy Quran. By keeping up this effort, inshallah, the Holy Quran will be easy for him.
MashaAllah. Sometimes what happens, MashaAllah, azawajal, if the caller is trying to become a hafiz, then, you know, alhamdulillah, azawajal, the easiest book to remember in the world is the Quran. You know, many, you know, children, alhamdulillah, age of, some a message the other day, a 4-year-old, mashallah, has become a hafiz of Quran. You know, so Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, azawajal, has made the Quran very easy for us to remember. So it's a very, very beautiful thing that, mashallah, you're trying to memorize the Quran. So try to remember one thing, that the shaitan will always be after you. He doesn't want you to become a hafiz of Quran. He doesn't want you to become an alim ad-deen. And this is where we need to fight the shaitan. And especially, you know, the family members as well. Try to encourage your children to become hafiz of Quran. You know, and most of all, try to send them to the madrasa every single day. And I always, because we're part of the madrasa as well, so many children are wanting to do hifaz, but then what happens, I can't come because I've got this on this day, this on that day. And I mentioned this many times as well. You know, it's very, very hard, my dear Islam brothers, especially in this environment nowadays, to memorize the glorious Quran. And we only give 2-3 days. Now don't forget, Saturday and Sunday is a day off as well. And if your children are doing hifaz and they only come to the masjid 1.5 hours every day and then they take off another 2 days during that week, then you're just going to be kidding yourself. But please put your full effort into that. All 7 days should be going to the madrasa, learning your hifaz, keep reading this wazifa. Allah Ta'ala inshallah azawajal will help you as well. Sababi, the wazifa for a weak eyesight.
Yeah. If the brother recites, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, recites this 41 times with Durood Sharif before and after, performs dam upon water, and then bathes his eyes with that water,
MashaAllah
Azza wa Jal, his eyes will be cured.
Jazakallahu khaira. So it'll be a quick wazifa, inshallah Azza wa Jal, for migraines.
Okay, I'll give you the reference of this because they might not be able to record it immediately.
Okay.
The booklet, which is available from Maktabatul Madina, if there's a branch near yourself, you can purchase this from there. It's called Ailing Worshipper in English and in Urdu, Bimar Abid.
MashaAllah.
Ailing Worshipper or Bimar Abid, if a Maktabatul Madina branch is nearby. If not, not to worry. If you go onto the Dawat Islami website, www.dawatislami.net, and go into the book library section, you're able to free download from there as well. And it's wazifa number 57, and you need to recite the following dua, is either 3 times or 7 times, by placing the hand upon the head of the patient and then blow on the head. Now, somebody can do this for that person because they're going to find it difficult doing it themselves. And the wazifa is, or the dua is as such, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rabbil Ardi Wassama, Bismillahir Ladhi Biyadihi Shifa, Bismillahir Ladhi La Yadurru Ma'asmihi Shay'un Fil Ardi, Shay'un Fil Ardi Wala Fis Sama'i Wahuwa As-Sami'ul Alim.
MashaAllah. Let's go to another message. One of the Islam brothers has said that I like your silsila. Jazakallahu khaira for your appreciation. Please, can you make dua for my mother? She is ill in hospital, that Allah Ta'ala gives a cure. Inshallah, Azawajal, at the end of the silsila, we will make dua for all those people who are maybe in hospital, at home, those who are ill. Inshallah, Azawajal, we'll make dua for them as well. We've got some more calls, inshallah, Azawajal. Let's go towards our calls as well. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
میرا نام سجیل ہے میں ہالینڈ سے عرض کر رہا ہوں میرا سوال یہ ہے اگر کوئی شخص کو نیند نہیں آتی تو اس کو کیا کرنا چاہیے اس کا جواب ارشاد فرما لیجئے
جزاک اللہ خیر اللہ تعالیٰ give you برکت ماشاءاللہ all the way from Holland so inshallah azawajal we're going to give you the wazifa let's just go towards another call and then we'll go back to the first one inshallah جی لبیک
حضور My question today is what's the spiritual cure for kidney pain
inshallah azawajal we'll give you the wazifa and the cure for that as well inshallah, take another call. One call, inshallah, more.
Zishan from Denmark. What is the spiritual cure for work to be completed? Jazakallah khairah.
Inshallah, Azawajal, we'll give you the cure for that as well. The first one, the Islam brother, he asked for a wazifa that he can't go to sleep at night.
If you are unable to sleep, recite La ilaha illallahu 11 times and blow onto yourself. Inshallah, Azawajal, you'll be fall asleep.
MashaAllah Azawajal. So, La ilaha illallah, 11 times, blow on yourself, inshallah Azawajal, you will go to sleep. If it's a little child, and he doesn't go to sleep, he cries a lot, then inshallah Azawajal, if you can read the wazifa, the parents or anyone, read the wazifa, La ilaha illallah, 11 times, and blow on him, inshallah Azawajal, he will go to sleep as well. And you know, sometimes, I've heard parents where they have bedtime stories as well. Now, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Amir al-Sunnah has written a few risale for little children as well. The Lying Thief, Luminous Face, and Pharaoh's Dream, that's a beautiful risala. So these are little risale, little stories. You know, so Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, this could be something, you know, that you can read to your children and I. You know, we live in a society where, you know, our children who go to school, you know, they always, you know, they hear at school that bedtime stories. And Alhamdulillah Azawajal, one or two of these stories before your children go to sleep, Madina, inshallah. And you never know, you know, if they go to sleep, and Alhamdulillah, the stories about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you never know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be merciful and he can come into your dream and their dream as well. Inshallah Azawajal. The next caller wanted a wazifa for kidney pain.
recite Surah Al-Nashrah 7 times after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim every time, and Salat al-Nabi once before and after.
Do they blow on themselves?
Blow on the affected area.
On the blow on the affected area. MashaAllah. Another wazifa was a wazifa so that the work can be completed. No, not mention what kind of work, but any work. Koi wazifa, inshallah, if you can give us for that as well, please.
Mursa ya nafi'u. Whoever invokes this 20 times before starting any work, that work will be completed according to his wish.
MashaAllah. Beautiful wazifa. Ya nafi'u. Ya nafi'u. Ya nafi'u. Recite this wazifa 20 times before you start your job. And it could be any good permissible job. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, try to recite the wazifa before that. Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat as well. And remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before you do anything good, that is also Amir al-Sunnah has quoted in his beautiful book, Blessings of Bismillah. Recite Bismillah Rahmanir Rahim, even to an extent that when you come home, read Bismillah, open the door. Such a beautiful wazifa. Why? Because when you read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and you walk inside, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with the barakat of reciting Bismillah, the shaitan will not come inside our house. So a beautiful wazifa when you go home. You know, sometimes you have a habit, I'm home, I'm here, main aa gaya hu. And you know, this adat ko khatam kare, try to get that out of your mind. Read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, go home, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will find barakat and blessing. You know, sometimes Islamic brothers, they don't read the wazifa. And they'll come back and they say, nothing's happened. You know, things are getting worse. And if you ask them, did you read the wazifa? Now, some days I forgot to read them. So the thing is, you know, if a doctor gives you a medicine and you don't take that medicine and you don't get better, it's not the doctor's fault. You know, it's your fault for not taking that medicine. Alhamdulillah, these are spiritual cures and these are beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, and these are beautiful wazif that we are giving you. So please, for that Islamic brother, read the wazifa.
Something which is very important, especially with the wazifas, is the correct pronunciation. So if somebody's pronunciation isn't correct, then I think Alhamdulillah Dawud Islami will help you there once again. And if you look in your locality, there will be Madrasatul Madina Balighan for Ayy Madrasatul Madina for adults.
MashaAllah.
So one should seek for one of these and participate in them and correct one's pronunciation, because not just for the problems on the wazifas, but
you might have received some messages as well. You get a message that please read Surah Yasin once and pass this message on to others. We need to read so many times Surah Yasin. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, if you pass this message on to someone who can read it correctly, then that is no problem. Mm-hmm. But if you send it, you know, basically you probably sent it to a group or just, you know, to anyone. Now what will happen is, even if they read the Surah Yasin Sharif and they have not read it because of or with the tajweed, then that Surah Yasin is counted as not being read. So this is a problem. You know, if we are given these wazifa, you know, Ya Muhaiminu, they doesn't have many makharij, so it's very easy for you to read Ya Muhaiminu. But if we do not read the wazifa, but we don't read it correctly, then what will happen is, you're not going to get the blessing and the benefit of the wazifa. We've got some calls ready, so inshallah, Azawajal, let's go to some more calls. The first call again, Marina.
My name is Saif from Telford. I have a question. What is the spiritual cure of exiting from prison?
Exiting from a prison. Hmm. Okay. Inshallah, Azawajal, we'll try to give you a wazifa for that as well. The next call, Marina.
I'm from Oldham, and my question is, what is the spiritual cure for the remembrance of Allah Azawajal?
Next call, Ji.
This is always speaking from Nottingham. My question is, what is the spiritual cure for the person that is suffering from a cold? Jazakallah khaira wa ahsana jaza.
Ameen. Jazakallah khaira, mashallah azza wa jal. The first is the caller, Islam brother, wanted a wazifa for coming out of prison. So maybe it might be someone, you know, he knows that is in prison. Any wazifa that they can read for their loved one to come out of prison.
Recite La ilaha illallah in abundance. Inshallah, the person will be released soon from it.
Inshallah. La ilaha illallah. And alhamdulillah, this is the third wazifa we've read about Allah. So that just tells you the power of the kalima. So keep reciting the kalima. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Amir al-Sunnah has given a wazifa to his mureedin, to his talibs, that recite the kalima daily. So inshallah, Azzawajal, keep reading La ilaha illallah, make dua for them. You know, dua is a very big thing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of worship. So alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, once you've done the zikr of Allah ta'ala, make dua. Inshallah, you'll never know. Allah ta'ala will, inshallah, Azzawajal, when His mercy erupts, anything can happen. So inshallah, keep reading our wazifa. The other wazifa was remembering
Allah
Azza wa Jal. So, mashallah, that's a good wazifa. Ji.
Ya mu'akhiru, ya mu'akhiru. Whoever invokes this 100 times after any salah, his heart will remain occupied with the love of Allah
subhanallah. Ya mu'akhiru, 100 times after any salah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, your heart will be content in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And seriously, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today, this is what is mainly missing, you know, from our lives today. You know, we're busy in our dunya, we're busy with our businesses, we're busy with our families, and sadly today, there's no time to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, just one question I want to ask in Islamic brothers. You know, we have so many busy schedules in our life. Have we ever sat down in the masjid and, you know, just dedicated our time to the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, dedicated our time to the reciting durood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Don't do this. Don't do zulm on yourself. You know, don't do injustice on yourself. You know, sometimes we say someone done zulm on him, on him, on him. You know, how can you do zulm on your own self? This is zulm. Because if you are not doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're not offering your salah, then you are doing zulm, injustice on your own self. Don't do that. Try to take time out. Not when I'm free, I'll go to the masjid. When I'm free, I will sit down and read the Quran. That should be part of your timetable. That should be part of your jadwal. You know, we live in a place where a timetable holds value. Where's your timetable? Where's my timetable? We need to have a timetable. I wake up at this time. I'm going to do this at this time. I'm going to do this at this time. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had his own Madani jadwal. MashaAllah, Amir al-Sunnah is running such a huge organization. Nearly, you know, 200 countries around the world. He's got a timetable. So please try to make a sketch out of your life. Make a little timetable. And in that timetable, don't be fitting in the dunya, work, family, friends, all that. Fit in your ibadat first. And then work everything around that. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give barakat as well. Islam brother, wazifa for cold.
Recite Surah Al-Fatiha after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time with Salatul Nabi before and after. And blow onto the patient for 3 days daily. Inshallah, that he will recover from cold and flu.
MashaAllah, Azzawajal. We do make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us quick recovery, because to be honest with you, we're not, you know, capable of taking any test from Allah Azzawajal. May Allah Ta'ala remove all the tests from us. We got a Madani Bahar, MashaAllah, Azzawajal. Let's listen to that and then we'll do dua as well.
An Islamic sister's message came back to the majlis regarding her 12-year-old daughter.
MashaAllah.
That she had problems with the legs and she was unable to walk. They had checkups from the doctors, had x-rays done, everything was normal. And they couldn't understand what's wrong. Now, because fortunately the family was associated with Dawat Islami.
Alhamdulillah.
So, the family members went to the Tavizat-e-Tariya Basta. Now, as well as the Tavizat-e-Tariya Basta of the brothers, there's also Tavizat-e-Tariya Basta for the Islamic sister.
Subhanallah.
Which takes place after the Ijtima' of the Islamic sisters. So the household, the sisters from the household attended the weekly ijtima and collected tawizat from there and had qat amal done.
MashaAllah.
And I think only the following day or the day after they started the tawiz and the drinking of the qat water, the little girl could already start walking with some encouragement, you know,
alhamdulillah,
the support. But she's already started walking, alhamdulillah.
Let's make dua for all those who are ill in hospital and in homes as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma khasil muradana murad ad-deen wa dunya wal akhira. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah, accept all our worships, all our ibadat. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for all those Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters who've, Ya Allah, participated in today's silsila, in today's program, Ya Allah, in any way for istikhara, for wazife, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant them shifa. Ya Allah, grant cure to every Muslim, those who are ill in hospital, those who are ill at home. Ya Allah, give them shifa, grant them cure. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, any problems that we have at home, Ya Allah, family issues, family problems, domestic problems, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove all these problems from our families. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Pyare Aqa Alaihi Salatu Wassalam ke Sadqe Ilahi, Jo Islami Bhai, those who couldn't send in their messages, those who could not be participated in the silsila, Ya Allah, if they are ill, if there's any problems, Ya Allah, grant them your mercy and shower your blessings upon all of us. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Until next time, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, take care and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.